flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, just three football games remain. Well, three meaningful football games remain for Football Friday with Joey Harrington. Does that make you sports sad?
Well, I'm confused what the non-meaningful football games would be.
Well, isn't there like a Pro Bowl or a college all-star game or something?
Oh, yeah. But I don't even think that's a – is the Pro Bowl a football game anymore?
You know, now that you mention it, I don't think it is. I think it's a skills thing, but who cares?
Yeah, I thought it was like a dance competition and like trampoline and like charades and like – They play, don't they play categories? I think that's what they do now.
It's so bad that they don't even play it anymore. That's how bad it is.
Which I get. Like, seeing Sean Taylor, like, lay out that kicker. Was it Ed Reed? It was.
No, I think it was Sean Taylor. And it
like
might have been a punter.
That type of stuff. A punter. Okay, whoever it was. My point is... When we're talking about play, so these are the best of the best, right? Okay, I'll back it up. Who was the running back from New England who tore his ACL in the sand football game around, was it at the Pro Bowl?
Oh, gosh. The only running back I remember from New England, which is sad, but the only one I remember is LeGarrette Blount, and it wasn't him.
I'm going to come up with it during the break. Anyway, point is, when you're looking at potentially losing millions of dollars if you get hurt in a meaningless game, yeah, I wouldn't really want to play either.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's the nature of the sport. Hey, so today, here, I'm going to look this up real quick. Today I would like to talk to you about turnovers. How do you feel about that?
Apple or cinnamon?
I'd prefer a cinnamon, but I could be talked into apple. Was it Robert Edwards?
Yes.
Yeah. Pro Bowl. Yeah. Yep. Robert Edwards tore his ACL, MCL, and PCL, and partially tore his LCL in the Pro Bowl. Not good.
But it was like a sand. It was before the Pro Bowl. It was like a flag game in the sand.
Is that
in
that,
Hawaii?
Yeah, that like that old Dan Patrick DirecTV thing that they used to do, or was that before?
Oh my God,
that used to be before like the Super Bowl. I thought. I don't know.
Or maybe before the Super Bowl. Whatever. It was catastrophic, and he was never the same.
That's rough. Yeah. So the turnover thing, it's sparked by Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews. And to some extent, Detroit turning it over five times.
I would say Jared Goff would spark it for me.
Well, I mean, I think the difference being Detroit gave up 45 points. Now, some of that was because of the turnovers, but I really feel like the Ravens lost because of the turnovers. I mean, they beat themselves, otherwise they win that game. That's how I feel about it. That may not be true, but I just want to know, from a guy who played... You have been in the fire. What are the key characteristics of teams Or maybe you just want to keep it to quarterbacks who take care of the football and are good at taking care of the football. What do they have?
Boy. I don't know. Because I never lived, like, I lived in this world where I cut it loose as a rookie, right? And I don't know the numbers, but let's say I threw 12 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, right? And so the conversation I always had with the coaches is, all right, you know, you got to limit the turnovers, you got to limit the turnovers. If you don't have it, check it down. If you don't have it, check it down. Well, what that turned into for me was this ultra-conservative, like, scared style of football.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, I would – it got to the point where I would take the snap, take my drop, take a quick peek at down the field, and then I'd just like, oh, throw it to the running back. Throw it to the running back, right? Which then – You never move the ball and you don't score any points. Like, what do quarterbacks have? They don't care. Right? It's this, or I should say maybe it's this ultra confidence that I can put balls into tight windows and I can also determine when that window is just a little bit too tight. Like that was the thing for me. Like, because there's this fine line between, you know, I remember plenty of times being in the film room after games and the coach would say, you got to cut that loose. Like, there's the window. It's open, it's closed, but you got to cut it loose. And I'm saying to myself, but the last time that window came up, you told me not to throw it and to check it down. Like, there's this really thin tightrope that you have to walk, especially as a young quarterback, which is why I was so impressed to see what Bo Nix did as a rookie. Well, God, I mean, for Jaden Daniels, for that man, like, there are so many young quarterbacks who possess that ability to walk the tightrope. I don't know. And I think part of why I don't know is because I didn't have it.
Well, take us inside. I mean, you play on multiple teams. Take us inside how coaches emphasize caring for the ball. I mean, is it simply, hey, we got to limit the turnovers? Or are some coaching staffs, because it does seem like Kansas City is great at this, are some coaching staffs better at coaching against turnovers than others? It's such a slippery thing, but yet it manifests itself. It's so important, you know, and I just wonder behind the scenes how it's emphasized and what kind of impact that emphasis has, or if it's just all luck.
Is it luck? No. But it's this really unique combination of confidence from your quarterback and from confidence comes decisiveness. Decisiveness to know when to cut it into the tight window and when to check it down. But that also comes from a confidence knowing that if I do make a mistake, I'm not going to get benched because my coach has given me some leeway. My coach believes in me. My coach, right? Like, it's this really, you say Kansas City does a nice job of coaching it. Well, I would say that Patrick Mahomes does a nice job of doing it. And therefore, you know, by virtue of that, you say, well, one of the coaches, you know, at Kansas City are really good at it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that it's.
Yeah. So that was my question. I mean, it really does come back to the guys who have the ball all the time, just being good at it.
Yeah. And
that comes down to confidence.
Yeah.
It really does. Like that, that's the difference between, that's the difference between throwing it into a tight window and having a completion versus having an interception or that turnover, is seeing it, knowing it, pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Well, the reason
we talk about it all the time, just like that hesitation, and you don't hesitate because you're confident in yourself, because you've been coached, because you know that you have the support of your coaches, because like there's all these things that go into it. But in the end, it's the confidence to make the decision in that split second and say go or no go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Bringing it back to Lamar Jackson, who kind of spearheaded the whole conversation. You know, he's a guy who has had a few blunders, turnover blunders in the past. Well, he comes into this playoff saying, hey, I just got to let her rip. Just like you're saying, he has the confidence. He's like, I just got to, you know, I'm not going to play tight. I'm just going to go for it. This is how we win. Well, he gets into the biggest game and turns it over twice. He turns it over twice. The one interception wasn't really his fault. But right. The fumble was almost catastrophic. So there's a confident guy, but maybe we're finding out that Lamar Jackson is a Brett Favre type of guy that really doesn't have that discerning ability quite like a Patrick Mahomes, or, you know, I would say Jalen Hurts has it, and I would say that Josh Allen now has it. Maybe Lamar doesn't have it. Fair?
I would counter with maybe Lamar just threw an interception in a playoff game.
But he's done this multiple times now. I mean, Josh Allen is a great example gotten better.
You're saying because Josh Allen has changed his ways?
He's gotten better at it. I don't know what happened, but somebody emphasized it to him, or he's just matured, or something changed with Josh Allen, because he used to be a turnover machine. As good as he is not.
But if you're using Lamar's last game, you just said it, that you could, the interception wasn't really his fault.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't consider fumble in a lot of cases, isn't a decision making.
Yeah, it kind of was, though. You got to go down.
Yeah, that's why I hesitated, right? But in most cases, right? I'm talking about an interception. Like, I don't know. To me, this just felt like sometimes the ball bounced the other way.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it really did. I have the opposite feeling, in that I felt like this was just some bad bounces for Lamar. Sometimes it happens, versus the Lions, who you give the ball up five times, you're going to give the other two, you know. Yeah, they scored, what was the final score? They scored 35 points or 38 points.
It's 45-31, but you give the other team,
well, they scored 30, Detroit scored 30-31.
Yeah.
Point is, the Washington scored 45. Of course you're going to score 45 if you give up the ball, if you give them five more opportunities.
Yeah, Goff, yes. If you're comparing Goff to Jackson this past weekend, Goff was just way worse. I mean, and okay, so how do you explain that then? I mean, because he hasn't been doing that all year, and all of a sudden he turns it over right and left. Is that
sometimes
just bad?
Sometimes it happens. I don't think that's the thing, is like, people want to speak in absolutes.
Yeah.
People want to say Josh Allen is a turnover machine. You know, Josh Allen can't beat Kansas City. Josh Allen, like, well, just because you haven't doesn't mean that you can't. Right? And the moment that, let me think, you know, the moment that Peyton Manning, you know, won a Super Bowl, it became the moment that Peyton Manning no longer couldn't win a Super Bowl, right? It's this, the moment that Lamar Jackson goes out next year and wins the playoff game becomes the moment that Lamar Jackson no longer can't win the playoff game. Like that's the thing for me, is like, until we get to the end of these guys' careers, and look back and say, here's the body of work you put together, and now I'm going to make a judgment based on that, as opposed to saying, hey, we're in year, what, six in Lamar's career?
Six or seven, eight?
Whatever. We're maybe, you know, let's call it a 14-year career. Maybe we're halfway through it. If Lamar Jackson over the next 7 years wins two Super Bowls, you think we're going to be sitting there at the end and say, yeah, but you know what? In year five, he had that interception against Buffalo. God, yeah, sure, he won two Super Bowls, but he really couldn't do it. Like, that's the thing is, like, I don't buy into the narrative of just because they haven't done it doesn't mean they can't do it.
Or because they're always doing something, have a tendency for one thing, doesn't mean that they can't shed that. Well, it is seventh year for Lamar Jackson. And, you know, it's not the answer I expected, but it's, I mean, I value your opinion on this. I mean, that's why I asked you, was, you know, because it sure does seem like, from a fan's perspective, that turnovers, well, I mean, we all know that games are won and lost. Like, if you want one thing, if you want to reduce it to one stat, who wins and loses, it's turnover margin. And then you get into these huge games and you get these great teams. I mean, that Ravens team is excellent. Couldn't ask for a better football team to be assembled, and they shoot themselves in the foot. That's maddening. And I do wonder still, like, because I think the Chiefs are really good at it. I think the Bills this year are really good at it. And the Eagles are good at it. And it's coincidental that we're going to get two of those teams in the Super Bowl.
Okay. And here's another thing that we can talk about. I was going to say, had Mark Andrews caught that, or conversely, and it's not something that a whole lot of people are talking about, had Lamar Jackson thrown a better ball, would we even be talking about it right now?
I think we would, because I think the Bills would have won. You know, they would have had a minute and a half. And, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe Josh Allen would have thrown an interception.
That's right. Maybe. But they have the number. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, It's all just, they have the number one turnover ratio in football. So I wouldn't bet on that, right? I mean, there's no absolutes here. Of course, a turnover could happen. It's just that if you told me which one of those teams was going to lose the turnover margin 3-0, I would have told you the Ravens. And well, sure enough, it was the Ravens. You know, it's like, and that's why I'm trying to dig about the knack for it or the lack of a knack for it. But I think you're telling us there's nothing to it. So just, you know, big game, have a good day, and don't turn it over. Don't get unlucky. Right?
Bingo.
That's it. All right, who plays?
Yeah, don't be unlucky.
Who plays in the Super Bowl? Joey Harrington knows, and he is going to tell us next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Jason Sukinik is out at the Barrett Jackson high-end auto auction right now.
What kind of high-end are we talking about?
I mean, like millions. I don't know cars all that well. I'm not a big car guy, but I think last year he said there was a car there that Trump owned, and it went for millions. I don't remember what kind, but it went for millions. So it's one of those.
Could I call him and ask if he could get me an Aston Martin?
Yeah, you could. I think you could.
Right.
Are you going to do that?
That was my favorite car I ever got to drive. That was...
Yeah, didn't you tell us that story in Detroit?
The V12, the Vanquish.
Nice.
I had the deal with the Jaguar dealership, and the Jaguar had electrical issues, and so they gave me an Aston Martin for 2 weeks. I was like, oh my God.
But you're too sensible to buy it. You should go buy one. Treat yourself.
Well, see, now they're like, I think they've bottomed out, and now they're becoming like, there was a falling in price, and now I think they're becoming retro and collector's items again. So I think the price is starting to go up. I might have missed my window.
Well, Buckley can call him, and we can get him on the horn here. We can three-way, and you can see what's up for bid. Maybe we can get you a car here live on the show.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's a no. Who's playing in the Super Bowl? Who do you want to play in the Super Bowl?
Not Kansas City.
Are you one of these guys that's hating on Kansas City now? Doesn't want to see him win?
I'm not hating on him. I appreciate their excellence, but I just, for my own lack of boredom, I want to see somebody else in. It's like, yeah, and you know,
been there, done that.
I would like to see Buffalo, and actually, for my brother Nick's sake, I want Buffalo to win, because I don't know how or why he became like the diehard Buffalo Bills fan that he is, but it's been since like he was like 6 years old.
Really?
And as passionate as if we lived in Buffalo kind of thing. Like that is his team. And I've always like, how did that happen? Maybe I'll ask him one time. So I'd like to see the Bills. I don't know. I don't have strong feelings for either one of the, or I should say strong feelings against either Philly or Washington. Washington would be a cool story to see a rookie in it. Philadelphia, I really respect the heck out of Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. I mean, that guy does, like, for the year that he had and going through everything in New York to then come to, like, I'd like to see him get a ring. You know, you say, oh, sure, Jaden Daniels is going to have plenty of opportunities. Well, you know, there's Dan Marino for you. Maybe he won't. I don't know. I think I want to see Philly Buffalo.
Philly Buff. Okay. That'd be a good one. You mentioned Dan Marino. Is Lamar Jackson now the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl? Or is it still Dan Marino? Or is it Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, Lamar's a two-time MVP.
Mm-hmm. About to be three. Yeah, Marino never won an MVP.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I think it kind of... Oh, boy. I don't know.
I think he is.
It's tough to compare. I'm really having a hard time comparing this style of NFL football to you know, even my years in the NFL, right? Like the comparison between my years and the Marino years was a lot easier, right? It was more apples to apples.
Yeah.
The way the game is structured, rules, officiated, and how it's played offensively are so completely different than Dan's time. It's a tough comparison to make, but it's hard to say that you're the two, maybe three time MVP and without a Super Bowl. That's probably has to be right up there.
Isn't it wild how quickly it's turned? Like, I mean, you played, and then we were around for the whole, you know, Donovan McNabb and all the, you know, the black quarterback thing. And now all of a sudden, and it seems relatively quick, it hasn't been, it's been several years in the making, but we're now to a point where there really aren't many statue quarterbacks left, guys that aren't at least...
If you're not mobile...
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You don't want you. Like, Jared Goff is one we mentioned the other day. Who else did we have?
Buckley? Well, even a guy like Justin Herbert, who has the, you know, Drew Bledsoe size... Yeah. That dude puts on, you know, he gets out of the pocket and he's running 4.58.
Yes.
Like there's, it's not, Stafford,
Burrow, Goff. I mean,
ironically, he's quick and he's somewhat elusive, but he's not. If I told you that this guy was shifty, but not fast.
That's Mahomes.
Who, yes.
Yeah, he's not fast.
Mahomes is a slug.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think the guy ran, like, check me on this, but I want to say he was like a 4.9. He was like me at the combine.
There might be some skin there.
What was your time?
God, I was 4.88.
That's pretty good.
4.89, something like that.
He was
like,
4.8.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes.
He ran 4.8 flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you ran, Googling. You ran a 4.9.
Nope.
Pokey.
I'm seeing the 4.89 to 4.9 range.
Oh.
I was high 4.8s. I know that. Because I was so psyched. The moment I got under 4.9, I was like, yep, I put full George Costanza, like, and I'm out. Like,
commentary from AI tells us that this was considered impressive for a quarterback who was 6'4 and weighed 215 pounds.
Yeah. That is, I mean, that's pretty good. But it didn't matter, did it, at those times? Did they even care about that?
Not really.
Yeah. Now it's... Well, I guess it's not everything now, but you just got to be able to, like, Knicks is a great example. Pocket guy, but he can move. You mentioned Herbert. Great, mm-hmm. great one. It's amazing. We just, you cannot be a statue. That's the thing about Goff. I like what Detroit's got going on, but man, I don't know if they get over the hump with a guy like that, because you run into one buzzsaw team that, you know, he can't elude. The offense is blown up. It's crazy.
Where are we going with this? There was some sort of...
Oh, best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl. And we think it's got to be Lamar. Yeah.
Yeah.
You. So how much better do you feel about Oregon season now that Ohio State won it all?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, do you want
It didn't make me feel as good as I thought it would.
Yeah. I thought you said you...
But you know, it did make me feel better.
What?
Is the fact that it snowed in Atlanta. And so my tee time, it would have been like, it was like third, the day that it didn't snow was the day that we were going to play golf. And so I wouldn't have wanted to play golf in 31 degree weather. And then everybody got stuck at the airport because of that. And then the snow is like, you know what? I missed all that. So I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah, your trip would have sucked. That's right. It was snowing there.
My
you couldn't
trip
golf.
Sucked.
And Oregon would have lost to Ohio State if they made it to
What?
Well, I mean, if they played again and they were in the final, don't you think? I mean, Oregon's not beating that team, are they?
Well, no, but if Joey had been at the final, Ohio State could not have been there because Oregon would have beat them.
No, I'm just saying, like, in a different tournament scenario where Oregon and Ohio State played in the final and Joey was there, you know, then I In other words,
I think Ohio State played a perfect game against Oregon. I think that the way that Ohio State looked against Texas and the way that Ohio State looked against who did they play with? Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I think they were beatable.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely looked a lot better.
They were flawless against Oregon. Yeah. They absolutely dominated. But that was the peak, right? They didn't do that every single game. Right? Their floor was the way they looked against Michigan. And their ceiling was where they looked against Oregon. And they, you know, they played somewhere in that range the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think that roster, I've said it before, but I think that roster is going to hold up, man. That team was loaded.
I don't disagree.
I think it makes Oregon's team this year look really good. I mean, that team, I think we're going to look back quite fondly on this Oregon team, even though it didn't get all the way there. That was a special unit. A lot of guys, a lot of studs. All right, sir. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, and we will talk to you next week.
I will. And we will.
All right, Joe Harrington, each week, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Should you clap when the plane lands? The answer is no, according to pilots. That's next on The Fan.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.